Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 49. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. How you guys doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking, Nate.
Doing fabulous.
Fabulous, you say?
Fabulous.
Whoa. Fabulous.
Like Fabio.
Fabio.
That's pretty fabulous.
I saw a picture of Fabio the other day. I'm like, what the heck happened to that guy?
He got old.
He did get old, and he got hit in the face on a roller coaster. That bird. Remember that? Like, hit him in the nose. He was bleeding all over the place.
I can't remember. There was some. It was
pull
some,
that up if you want to laugh. Poor Fabio.
I saw somebody. I think it was Instagram, and it showed like somebody famous. I can't remember who it was, and they were pictured with Fabio, and it says, "I'm the one on the left." Like, I want to say it was like...
Chick McGee from Bob and Tom.
That's it, yes. Yeah. I was like, where did I see that? Yes, and it was... Well, yeah, you saw that too, didn't you?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Sorry, Chick McGee. I could not... I was like, I know I saw that. It's somebody famous, right?
Mm-hmm. That's good. Like, so yeah, creepies, welcome to... we are up to 49, so
almost
we're almost 50. To our 50th.
Dangerously close, right?
I know. Yeah. Good grief. Okay, Mr. Sean... What are we going to talk about for this
Well, mini? It is my night, apparently, because this is another one of my picks that we're recording. And for this mini, we decided to drop and talk about... what are we dropping? The Holy Grail. I hope we don't drop this. The Holy Grail.
Holy Grail.
God, strike me dead.
If you drop it, they'll kick you out of the museum.
This is going to turn into a Monty Python
That's only
skit
if they
real
find
quick.
It.
Oh, goodness. Monty Python.
Yeah, we'll be mentioning that, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so this is a fun discussion, but it's also a serious discussion, too.
It is.
It's very mysterious as well. So I will start the foundation. I'm not actually using Wikipedia or Encyclopedia Britannica. I don't know what I'm using, some other website. anyway, I'm just kidding. The mystery of the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail is one of the most enduring symbols in the medieval Christian legend. It stirs in the imagination images of knights of old, Arthur's Round Table, the glory to the quest, and the power of God. Its popularity has survived even today, where it can be found in films, books, video games, and Monty Python. The Grail is, by its very nature, mysterious, and it is that mystery that still intrigues historians, mythographers, and poets. It is that mystery into which we intend to dip. Okay, sorry, I'm not going to read this verbatim. Here we go. The legend of the Grail. there's too much.
Are you getting slap happy?
Word salad. It is getting a little late. Word salad over there. The legend of the Grail. The story of the Grail varies greatly from author to author, but for purposes of clarity, most versions share a...
Sure you did.
Hedgehog. All right. Why in all of the discussions, would a holy one that we need to be like taking serious, would I say anything but versions? But most versions share a... I don't know why I ask why.
Yeah,
try. Here we go. All right. But most versions share a few central points. I'm trying to articulate too much. So here's the basic Grail stories. At the Last Supper, Jesus filled a vessel with wine and passed it among his disciples, instructing them to drink his blood. Later, as Christ was removed from the cross, Joseph of Arimathea collected the blood of the Savior in this vessel. Fleeing Jerusalem, Joseph carried the cup with him, some say to England, to Glastonbury, others say to the Pyrenees. There he established a castle, and his family and descendants were made guardians of this vessel, the Holy Grail. Later, by some accounts, during the reign of Arthur, a knight called Percival or Parzival, the son of a widow, goes in the quest for the Grail. He comes upon the Grail castle, which is guarded and inhabited by an order of knights, and is ruled by a lame man wounded in his thigh called the Fisher King. The area surrounding the castle is a desolate wasteland, and the king is dying. Percival is invited to dine in the castle. It is a strange meal indeed. It begins with a procession, which included many wondrous things, and finally a man carrying a lance, dripping with blood, and a woman carrying the Grail. The Grail supplies food for the full company of knights and somehow sustains the dying king. After the meal, Percival sleeps, and when he awakes, finds the castle abandoned. After searching for many years, Percival discovers the truth about the Grail. He finds out that the Fisher King is his uncle and that Percival has been called by the Grail to be its new protector. He asks, who does one serve with the Grail? The old king would have been healed and his land replenished. Some say that Percival again found his way to the castle and asked the Grail a question. Others say he never completed his quest. So it's up for, this gets into King Arthur and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. Which we've talked about before. But I think it's interesting because for me, I mean, I think it is a question of what do you believe? You know, so Bible believers, you know, there's the story. There's never been any kind of physical evidence that it went any further than the Last Supper. I mean, it could have been used.
It doesn't even
exist. Exactly. So it is a physical object, but over the years it has become very symbolic. You know, so you think, okay, what do you believe? And is it more of a symbology? Is it to be taken literal? But what has become the main object of discussion is really the quest for the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
That is what is at the heart of a lot of this.
Which, I know they had a movie.
Did they?
There's multiple movies.
Well, right.
The one I'm thinking about is the Holy Grail isn't actually a physical thing. It's the bloodline of Jesus.
Well, and that's the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, Da Vinci.
Which is is interesting.
I haven't seen
it.
It's very
interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a cool take on it.
It is. Yeah, and they do. They drive around all of the interesting aspects of that. Yeah. Leonardo Da Vinci's involved. Mm-hmm. It goes from France and to Scotland and all around. It's an interesting theory. It really is.
And Leonardo DiCaprio. I heard.
He's part of this triangle.
Yeah, he's in
mystery
somehow.
Right?
Now, what's interesting to me is all the different places around it that claim, we've got the real Holy Grail.
It's buried on Oak Island.
I think it's buried on where Hoffa is.
Hoffa, yeah, right. He's holding on to it tightly, his corpse.
It's, according to this news story, this is dated back in, not too far, 2014. It says, numerous times in the past century, newspaper headlines similar to the ones today declared the quest for the Holy Grail over. It's done and finished. Finito. In the early 1900s, it was supposedly discovered near England's Glastonbury Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
A few years later, a battered silver goblet with an elaborate ornamentation unearthed in the ancient city of Antioch was put forward as the Holy Grail. The Antioch Chalice, now in the collection of New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art, toured museums such as the,
the Louvre.
And even went on display in the 1933-34 World's Fair in Chicago before it was dated to the early 6th century. In 1927, a chalice with Greek inscriptions in possession of the Toledo Museum of Art even led one newspaper to declare, Toledo has claims to the Holy Grail. It's everywhere. It's
true.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Well, it is among, like, the Holy Grail is probably the Holy Grail of all these, but there are so many Bible mysteries, right? Noah's Ark, which has been claimed to be found. The Garden of Eden, where is it exactly? Ark of the Covenant, where Moses kept the Ten Commandments, right, originally. The Holy Lance that were supposed to pierce the side of Jesus. There's been a couple of those figured out, and supposedly Hitler had, you know, possession of one, but it ended up being the fake one and all this stuff. So, or that was also known as the Lance of Longinus, right? But so it's interesting that the Holy Grail is among these, which, like, by the way, mentioning some of those would be some great other mini topics or full topics too, by the way. But it is interesting that these all bring together for a lot of people. It is a symbol of hope. I mean, it really does shine as, that it is a religious symbol, but it truly is, like I said, it plays on that question of what do you really believe? What is it that, you know, is the basis of how you perceive God. You know, obviously this is from a Christian background, but they say that the idea of a chalice or a cup with this kind of nature, which brings eternal life, which brings fertility, comes from pagan ideas as well. So this is a Celtic idea. So I thought that was interesting in looking into this. I don't know that I knew that. I don't know that I knew that that idea, you know, came from that, from a pagan idea as well.
Right. Indiana Jones found it too.
Indiana Jones 3. I didn't want to be the one to bring that up. But that's my favorite movie of all time.
Is it? Yeah. Truly. Your favorite movie of all time or favorite of that
of
series?
The Indiana Jones and of all time, I have to say. I could watch
serious?
That movie. I love that movie because Harrison Ford, Sean Connery, two of my favorite actors and being father-son combo. Mm. I love that movie. I could watch that any time, day or night, any age.
I mean, that's fine.
I know.
It's a great one. It's funny.
Such a dork.
It's, I man. Temple,
I know. That's a,
I mean,
that's a big thing
favorite
to say.
In that series. Series. Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom. Well, that's a good choice, mm-hmm. too. But it is. I'm geeking out over here. So
come on, Junior.
I'm going to keep it up to myself. So.
Oh, it is funny. It's good. It's a good one. It is good. Well, like I said, in that same article that said, which we've already said, many historians don't even believe that's even real. Like it's never been created. But they said mm-hmm. even
chasing shadows,
if there's a hint or if there's just a small percentage, the like I said, the quest is the big deal.
Yeah.
Just that treasure
hunt.
That's
or maybe
know, the
it
anticipation
is
of it
moving because the Knights Templar are protecting it and moving it around.
That's right.
Yeah. Nobody can find it.
That gets into all kind of legends. I mean, because the Knights Templar were a real thing.
Right.
And they were supposed to be the protector of many of these religious artifacts. And the Holy Grail was one of them. So that they get into, that steeps into all kind of legend lore. And part, you know, the history of the Knights of Templar are real. How many treasures did they really have? They did have a lot of money. I mean, they know that. They know they were probably one of the first in history to figure out, like, the current banking systems, you know, interest and things like that. And then they were also taken down because of their secrets and their wealth and all that kind of stuff. But I think it's interesting also, Joseph of Arimathea. I don't know why I'm having a hard time saying that full name, but he was so from, you know, that the 10 trail, whatever you call it, he was a 10 basically sales merchant. And he traveled from Jerusalem, the Middle East, up to England often. And that was obviously a lengthy and it took years to get back and forth. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that, you know, he was there at the crucifixion. And there, you know, the story is that he collected, because you think, oh, it's the, you know, the cup used at the Last Supper, but then he also used it to collect the blood, or was it both?
Right.
You know, who knows? But then that he took it all the way up to Scotland, you know, at least that's one of the stories. And then how that connects, they say that where he took it would have been, what was it? Three hills. And then now it's like covered with water and it's different now, but then it was, you know, it basically blooms into the story of Arthur, you know, and where he came from. So I think mm-hmm. it's interesting that, you know, all this lore and legend just pour out, you know, and through the Bible mysteries and they all interlace together. I find that really interesting. So this topic is huge. I mean, for many, especially, It dives down into so many deep holes that it's really hard to get to the bottom of it. But that's what makes mm-hmm. it such an interesting topic.
It's like hard to truly say what it truly is, because some say it's the chalice that he drank from and others say mm-hmm. it's a stone. You know, it could be almost any artifact.
Right.
Because there's no definitive, you know, proof saying this is what it is.
All right.
Other than people saying that it's the chalice he drank from.
When you're talking about the Da Vinci Code, Rosslyn Chapel, which is in Scotland, could be the home to hidden treasures in the form of precious books rescued from a fire more than 500 years ago, but there's no actual evidence that the Holy Grail's there. The 15th century chapel in Midlothian became world famous after featuring at the center of the conspiracy theory in Dan Brown's book, The Da Vinci Code. So that's where they felt like the Grail rests. There's all kind of different, there's gargoyles in there and symbology and, you know, hidden treasures that lie there. But the big secret was supposed to be, you know, the the message of the Grail. And like you said, it wasn't a physical object. It was actually the bloodline of Christ, which I find the
lineage.
Yeah. So that was also very interesting.
This website called War History Online. It said, "You all right, Nate?"
Nate's falling out of his chair. We can't lose Nate.
Yeah, no. I'm good.
Oh, okay. No, just, this says the Holy Grail was discovered in 2015 among $17 billion of cargo.
Oh, wow.
It was a 310-year-old wreck of a Spanish galleon. It's being termed the Holy Grail of shipwrecks. So, but anyway, they're saying that the Holy Grail was among this. I'm just blown away where it's here and there and here. I mean, it's it's been on
and
the
they
ship
find something and they're like, "Oh, this is the Holy Grail." Well, how do you know?
Yeah, and this guy said his you know, they're like, "It could be, we don't know, was it wood? Is it ceramic? Is it mm-hmm. is it
right.
like is it bronze? Is it like
is it bejeweled?
Is it stone?"
Cup of a carpenter. Yeah, I mean,
is it a stone?
There's no description of it.
In Indiana Jones 3, that's the whole idea, is it's got all these bejeweled, goblets and cups and stuff. And then there's this one that looks very basic.
And it could be just a
thing. I mean, you look at Jesus, he's a very simplistic person. You know, he washed the feet of his followers and all that stuff, so he wouldn't be all bedazzled.
He's the King of Kings, right?
My Jesus wouldn't be bedazzled.
Yeah. Very simplistic and just functionality is all.
Would your Jesus be on TikTok?
You know? No, I don't think so.
He's like, that's TikTok honestly, Jesus.
The way I perceive it.
Maybe Twitter, though.
well, Instagram.
Definitely.
I think it literally is just like a stone, ceramic, boring-looking clay, like, just a cup. I mean, nothing fancy. It might not even be a proportion. It might just be kind of carved out and kind of awkward, odd, shaped. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but we talked about...
I do
about
believe it's real. I mean, we should wait till at the end. But I know it's real. I just don't know what it looks like, where it's at. Mm-hmm.
That was an actual thing that used, right? I don't know if you guys remember, but back in the King Arthur talk, and we talked about Galahad. I believe it was in the King Arthur talk. It makes sense anyway.
Yeah, well, Sir Galahad.
Galahad was the only one that was pure of heart enough to be able to find the Grail, right? Mm-hmm. And to, I don't know how, keep it or bring it to King Arthur or whatever. But Galahad is a pure knight in Arthurian romance, son of Lancelot, who achieved the vision of God through the Holy Grail in the first romance, which we were talking about. It's interesting because this is just like King Arthur, the stories shift and change. And oh, guess what? This character becomes that character. In the first romance, the treatments of the Grail story, Percival was the Grail hero. But during the 13th century, a new, austerely spiritual significance was given to the Grail theme, and a new Grail winner was required, whose genealogy could be traced back to the House of David in the Old Testament. Galahad was moreover made the son of Lancelot so that an achievement inspired by earthly love could be set in contrast to the inspired by heavenly love, so that Galahad, Lancelot, could be worried more about Guinevere and his earthly love, and that Galahad could be seen as the spiritual pure of heart to have the love story with God. So I thought that was interesting. And again, how that changed throughout history. It doesn't stay static, right?
Yeah. I can see where, people that want to go to try to find this. I mean, it's kind of like, what if they did find it? Like, if it could be actually verified and this is it, can you imagine?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It's kind of like, finding out the aliens are real. And can you imagine? Well, this is kind of the same thing. It's just been looked after but people search for it for years and years and years.
It is.
And
right,
if they were able to really prove this is it, this is the Holy Grail, like, can you imagine holding it?
And I know.
And what it's worth.
The wow. Bible would, I mean, it, it,
I mean, just the
it's
whole
very thing. Alive for a lot of people, but it would be like, wow, yeah. It's just like finding Noah's Ark or the actual Garden of Eden and showing the proof of that would be really would be
and God
very
said
cool.
Noah's Ark will never be found. He said that. He hid that, and nobody's going to find that.
It's history's mysteries, right?
Nobody's going to find it, but yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's interesting, and I do believe it's real.
And a little side note is, we already mentioned it, but Monty Python's Quest for the Holy Grail, fantastic. Has very little to do with the actual Grail. It kind of loosely holds the story together, right?
Yeah.
I have to share one of my favorite parts. of the Holy Grail has, again, nothing to do with the Holy Grail, but it is where Sir Lancelot comes into it. And so there's a guy being married off to a woman who has the family has, what do they say, huge tracts of land, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so he's sitting there talking to this kid like before the wedding, and they're like standing by the curtains, and he's like, Alex, and he's like, hey, or because, you know, what does he do? He calls him, he's like, mother, and he's like, father. And so then he's like, Alex, Herbert, you know, so that's just like classic Monty Python. But he's like, someday all this could be yours. And he's like, what, the curtains? No, not the curtains, right? Yeah. So, but that precedes like the whole idea that he's being like held captive so that he can marry this lady with huge tracts of lands. And then Sir Lancelot comes up and starts killing all these people, you know? And then they're like, there's all this chaos and turmoil, and they like stop, you know, like, and they're like, let's not argue about who killed who, you know? So I don't know why that scene out of all of them, besides the coconut scene, sticks in my head, but.
I haven't seen it actually in a while. So
Alex, Herbert, scene, the curtain scene.
My three big scenes are the Black Knight.
Oh yeah,
shrubberies.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
And
oh man, the holy hand grenade. The bunny with big teeth.
And man, what was that other one? Well, I know the swallow
what
part.
What is your quest?
I can't remember what third.
I like
was,
the Frenchman, yeah. You know, uh-huh. You silly Englishman, yeah. The pig dogs, right? And they're throwing all the cattle. And the
we could go
are,
on, yeah. We could
I know,
go on
I know. No, so I'm sorry. I went down a little bit of a body pipe.
Knights of the Saint Knee. There you go. That's the shrubbery part.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Is that, okay.
Bring us back
shrubbery. Shrubbest.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I have to look up. What year was that, by the way?
Oh, man. 70. Yeah. I want to guess one, but 75? Gosh, I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, earlier than that? Yeah.
I don't know.
I just happen to have it on DVD.
Oh, fancy.
75.
75, okay.
I don't know why 71 stuck in my
head. I had 74, 75 in my head, and I was, okay. Yeah,
according to
this. That's a gem.
75 British comedy inspired by the Arthurian legend, right?
That's a gem.
Loosely based on the actual Holy Grail. I keep adding that, but that's true.
Yeah.
I love Monty Python.
Heavy and loose.
If you couldn't tell.
Guys, what?
If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Yeah, exactly. Please. A little plug for Holy Grail. So what do you think? We should maybe
add it to the list.
Add it to the list and search. Where would we search first? Where would we?
Cleveland.
Because that shipwreck says it was off the coast of Columbia.
Toronto said they have it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said
Toledo.
Toledo. Oh, Toledo. No, Toledo. Ohio. Yeah. I was like.
Toledo.
I go to Toronto. There.
Toledo. Tolado.
Potato. Yeah. Brand. The Dracula's Castle. I
leap,
don't
know. Leap, whatever. I think we ought to. Just take a couple weeks and.
I'm writing it down. I won't
now,
tell
I saw,
you where.
I saw a documentary where they were trying to find. Jesus's final resting place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they found like a cloth that they draped over him. Mm-hmm. And so they
the shroud of Turin.
Yeah, the shroud.
It's got and his imprint, the face. Yeah,
yeah, it supposedly has mm-hmm. his imprint.
I've seen a lot of shows on
there,
that
stuff.
On the History Channel. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, wonder if that has anything to do with the Holy Grail or is finding his final resting place, the Holy Grail.
The Holy, yeah. Because there was a site that said, somebody was asking, is it an actual physical item?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
It is. Well,
or is it a place? What is the Holy Grail could be either, I mean, you know, I think it's the actual item. I think it's the cup or whatever, but I don't know.
Yeah.
The Shroud of Turin is interesting.
Even if the cup isn't the Holy Grail, it'd still be like just amazing to.
Oh, yeah.
To behold?
Physically see it.
That shroud is interesting, and maybe we should talk about it sometime, but it is, a lot of people think it's a fake, and they say that it could have been an artist, like one mm-hmm. of, like a, I don't know, Leonardo da Vinci kind of person, or Leonardo da Vinci, you know, kind of doing that kind of work, but they said it was, I think when they actually look at it, there is a lot of, like, accuracy to it, you know, like what, so it's an interesting one. I want to say that it's been debunked, but I don't know. Honestly, I haven't looked at that in several years.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, we might.
But it is interesting. Never know. Yeah, mm-hmm.
It could come up again.
That's right. So what?
Add that to the list. Yes, Sean.
Yeah, we're gonna go
add that to the list, Sean.
We're gonna go see the show.
I'm trained, aren't I, over here?
He beats me too.
The
every
list
time,
keeper.
Man.
It's around there.
I feel like Santa's elf. Yes, Santa.
Yeah. Naughty.
Yes, been very naughty over here.
Hey, keep it
clean, keep it, and creepy.
That's right. So, well, I think I don't know. I like to hear what the listeners.
Oh yeah.
Think about it. I don't. You know. Maybe
there was very little hedgehog in this discussion, right?
I don't want to put the hedgehogs with
no.
Grail.
I know.
Gosh, John.
Back up. Back it up.
Well, I don't have anything else to add. I just think it is very
So you believe it is the goblet that he drank from?
That would be my first choice, yeah. Yep.
The goblet.
Not so much
the blood was collected.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Not so much on that.
No. Mm-mm.
I believe it's something, but I don't know what thing.
I'm only trying to be funny here, but what if they use like red solo cups? They just like toss them away, you know, like it's just a cup.
That could be. Might not just be their able
version,
to find it.
Their version of styrofoam or red solar. Yeah. Like, we're just going to get rid of it.
Just a clay simple tablet clay. Goblet or whatever, and they got
one
done.
Thing, yeah.
That, hey, let's clean up.
Yeah, I'm only being half funny there.
Shatter,
but true. Yeah,
throw everything away and shatter.
It's nothing. Save.
It's kind of a fair but silly.
Somebody didn't go, hey, you know what? I'm going to keep.
Although,
this.
I mean,
but silly question.
They do say that, you know. I mean, Joseph took it and collected his blood in it. So
he's like,
obviously, this
could be a collector's item someday, right?
That's plausible.
You know, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Lost at that time.
You're right.
Yeah.
What was profound? What he witnessed, obviously, at the crucifixion would have been profound, and he would have, you know, obviously, he's a huge part of that story, you know, so it is interesting. Mm-hmm. Where did he go? Yeah. So I think that's very interesting.
Fun and interesting point.
It really
part
is.
Of it.
Yeah.
Who knows where and what it is and if it'll ever be found? I don't think so, but because how are you going
to
prove
it? That's where the creepies get to chime in, right?
Yeah. Gotta find the Knights Templar. They know.
That'll answer the question.
Bo knows.
Big question mark.
Nice Templar knows. I don't know. Have anything else to add?
Not that I can think of. Not that wouldn't just divert us into a completely another rabbit hole.
Well, then I'm going to have Nate take us out of here.
I think that's a good idea.
You think it's a good idea?
Yeah. I think that was a wrap. That was a good one.
That was good.
Thank you. Yeah, right. Sometimes I come up with good ones.
Thank you very much.
Well,
you know, Sean, that was a good one.
It's my pleasure. I know. I'm as surprised as the rest of you.
Well, creepies, we want to thank you for listening to mini episode number 49 on the Holy Grail. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.